You don't have anything you might say to him, like shh. You don't talk to the calf.
There's one thing that while you're talking about that. Now we were back at first when we started out that was in the dairy business. There's one thing that was that we did that my father did. In other words, we were talking about the milk, churning, the butter, and so on. All right, you didn't ask me how we churned. All right, we had goats to do the churning.
How did you get a goat to do the churning for you?
Well, we had two big, heavy, round goats. My father built a little tread that you could regulate it any height that you wanted. All right, he put that goat up on there. Of course, when it did, it started rolling, and he'd have to keep walking. And of course, had a wheel over here with a band on it. Went on to the churn. We had these big barrel churns then, and it would just turn that churn over and over and over, and that goat would keep walking. Well, we would say let him go for 30 minutes or more, and then to give him a rest, we'd let him out and put the other one up there. And to get those goats in for time for churning, we had a shepherd dog that was trained. And when we'd open the gate and tell him to go get the goats, boy, he'd sell out down the pasture and get them, and those goats, boy, they'd break their neck getting back up there because they knew what that dog was after. So they'd come on back up there.
They like to do that? They like to churn the milk?
No. Now, another thing we did, we had to learn to do, after that goat would start doing the churning, he got wise enough that he'd walk on up, he'd rush up to the top and then hang his horn around the end of it and just put there and stop and rest. Well, we had to tie him back to where he couldn't get on that. Well, then he would back up. What we did at the back, my father took a little piece of timber, just about the width of this, put it back there and drove some nails all through it so that when he backed up, he'd hit those nails.
Oh.
So he kept him going all the time. But the people who we sold our milk and butter to, and other people heard about that we had goats to do the churning, and every Sunday afternoon there'd be somebody drive out there to see those goats do the churning.
Did any other farmers do that, or were you all the only ones?
We got the idea from Mr. But Mr. did not have goats. He had a big dog that did his, and we got the idea from him, and had one of those tread made, built, and we used goats instead of the dog. But that's the only two that I've known that ever used that system.
Automation.
So now when your professor hears that story, he's going to say, well, how far back in the country was he?
Using automation, that's modern, Granddad. let's see, back to a few of these. I know that you didn't call the cows and things. Did you have a way of calling a calf to you? What did you say to mules or horses to make them go left or right? Did you say anything
just
to them in
G and haw.
G and haw?
G would be to the left, haw would be to the right.
Oh, and they understood that?